You're listening to Movie Sucktastic.
No back with girls in the park! That's not nice!
I get done with that tight. Should be nothing more than an album.
Sounds like some bad movie.
All right. We are back yet again.
Greetings, fellow traveler. How are we doing?
Because we just can't get enough.
We can't get enough. We're here.
Can't do it. Just need more. More. There you are. Hey, there we are. We're on the screen. Isn't that... Yeah, you know what? No issues this week with that. That's great.
There you are. The happy one. There's Joey. I'm Scott. And we're reviewing Alley Cat, 1984.
Right. Oh, yeah.
I'm
the happy one, huh?
we're back in the 80s with some Death Wish wannabe filmmaking.
And let me tell you something. I've never seen this movie. I've never heard of this movie. If you told me this was filmed in 1976, 74... I would believe you.
Mm-hmm.
Because even though it's an 80s film, this just oozes 70s exploitation. And it's not like they tried to do that on purpose. It's just that it's so low budget. The acting and the dialogue is so bad that it just naturally went in that direction.
And I think it took a few years for it to make, too, because it was originally a Filipino production, and they ran out of cash.
Oh, really?
So the project went dormant halfway through, and then this other company picked it up, and they finished it. That's why you have three directors on the film.
Oh, yeah. Usually two directors is never a good sign. This had three. Whenever you see directed by such and such and such and such, and you're like, oh, shit, this is going to be a ride. Not a good one. It's going to be a bad one.
Yeah, I remember sitting there like, I wonder who directed this rape sequence.
Yeah, that was Billy.
That was Billy. Good work, Billy.
George did the other one. He did this one. Sam did the one that's later on in the film next week.
Got to multitask.
It's the only way you're going to make it in this business.
So you want to walk through this one, Joey? All I can think of is that somebody said, you know what? Death Wish was good, but there weren't enough tits.
Well, you know what? This film, it Caged Heat. I mean, like, they threw a little of that in here, too. You know what I mean? Like, they tried to do a little of everything. They did the vigilante thing. They did the female prison thing. You know, they did the,
courtroom
thing. They did the karate action thing. It's like it's like a smorgasbord full of stuff that they did in this movie. So there's this woman, Billy. She lives with her grandparents,
No,
they're her grandparents.
I thought they were her parents.
No, they're her grandparents.
Okay, my bad.
I mean, she's.
No, you're right.
Grandparents
you're right.
are really fucking old, dude.
No, you're right. You're right. I don't know why I thought parents. Okay. You're right. It's grandparents. Right. Ignore me.
So she's living with them. And you could tell that she's not their caretaker, but she's there to be helpful, and they're giving her a place to live, and in return, you know, she's, you know, looking out for them, kind of deal. Well, her grandparents are very independent, so, you know, they go out for walks, they go to the store, things like that. What?
The film opens up with two guys stealing her tires.
Well, I'm getting to that.
Okay.
I'm setting it up. I'm setting up Billy living with grandparents.
That's not how the film sets it up. The film sets it up with two guys stealing tires, and she walks out and kicks their asses.
Yeah, and then Grandpa comes out and starts shooting the gun. It's like, what are you doing, Grandpa? They're just trying to take the tires.
I, I just want to say, based on the first scene alone, before you even get to the film, I guarantee she was contractually obligated not to wear a bra.
She didn't wear a bra this entire film.
That's what I'm saying. I think it was in her contract. No bras.
No bras. None.
You're lucky. You'll be lucky if you're wearing clothing.
None of that. Sorry. Damn. But she does. She's living with her grandparents. While she's living with her grandparents, see where I'm going? Her car is out back, and they're trying to steal her tires. And as Scott mentioned, she goes out and kicks their ass. Well, what this does, it's basically a domino effect, because the two members of the gang that she kicks their ass, two of those members, go back to the boss and let him know.
Scarface
doesn't like to wear a shirt, and likes to wear banana hammocks.
He looks like a young Kelgon from Space Mutiny.
Oh God, yeah, he kind of does.
He's got that same thing where it looks like his skull is trying to escape through the skin. But he has a great sneer all through the.
Yeah, I'll give you that. I'll give him that.
No, he. Every time the camera was on him, he was aware of it.
What ends up happening is they go back to the boss. The boss is like, listen, you got your ass kicked by a girl. It's like, all right, I'm going to show you how it's done. So what they end up doing is grandma and grandpa, they go to the supermarket or the convenience store to get some things, and they get accosted on the way back home, except grandma gets fucking stabbed a few times.
They beat up grandma and grandpa, yeah.
Cut off her finger, right? To get the ring?
Yeah.
Yeah, they cut off her finger to get the ring. Grandpa looks like he's in bad shape, but turns out that he's just fine. He's all right.
Well,
no problem with Gramps.
Better than grandma who was in a coma before
right.
she died.
And then dies.
Yeah. Bringing everybody down.
So Billy likes to go out for runs all the time. So even after this, she's like, I'm going to go out for a run. It's like grandpa's like, no. She's like, I'm going to go. He goes, well, basically, Billy got a caretaker for him now that grandma is in the hospital. And he's like, well, if I have to have a sitter, you have to go out with a gun, which turns out to be the worst thing because she ends up in jail. Not the first time. She just ends up with a fine. And then she ends up in jail because she speaks up in court.
Yeah, you can't talk back at the judge.
No, you can't do that. Nope.
Yeah, but she's jogging and happens upon a rape, which happens very frequently around the jogging path.
Well, as the caretaker said, something new happens every night.
Yeah, all you got to do is jog and you'll find it.
Yeah.
So she breaks up the rape and eventually pulls the gun on the guy and holds them at bay until the cops show up. And then her boyfriend, that's right. She runs into a cop at the hospital. So it literally runs into a cop at the hospital.
Yeah, she smashes his face in with a door as she opens it. And that's how they meet.
And so, they start dating. So the boyfriend's partner is a complete asshole. I want to call him the racist cop, but he never does anything racist. But based on his behavior throughout the film, he's racist.
Of course, but they just don't show that in the film.
Never comes up. I mean, misogynistic, asshole.
Clearly hates
corrupt,
women.
Yeah, corrupt. He's banging whores while he's on duty. I mean, just a horrible person all around. So I really can't believe that's where he'd draw the line.
Right.
So it's just easier to call him the racist cop.
Yeah, he's like, settle your tits, honey. Like, he's that kind of guy.
It's like at this point you might as well say something racist because
everyone knows
here.
You're doing it. Just because you're not doing it here doesn't mean everyone doesn't know you're doing it. You are.
Everyone's assuming it. You might as well just go
as well
for
just,
it. Dude.
Just lean into it, buddy.
Well, there weren't any black people in the film, really.
I don't think so. Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah.
Not even in part of the gang members. They didn't have any in there either.
Nope.
They didn't have any.
No, strictly a white cast. Maybe a Latino or two. I'm not sure, or something. But definitely not 100% white cast. But definitely no black representation.
Right.
So after the first rape and the trial, Scarface, the guy goes back to Scarface whining again, saying, "Hey man, you know, we were trying to bang this girl, but then that karate chick showed up again." It's like, "Well, I'll take care of that." So he roughs up and rapes the rape victim to make sure she doesn't go to court. So the case gets thrown out, which is
because they were given a $250 fine and that's it, whereas she got a $500 fine and a year of probation. They got a $250 fine in 30 days. So she got up and she's, you know, basically yelled at the judge, and then he threw her in jail, which I don't think they said for how long she was going to be in jail for, like if he gave her 30 days, a week, 6 months.
Yeah, I'm assuming 30 days.
Yeah.
But I guess even that's not feasible because the boyfriend cop blackmails the judge into releasing her early.
Right, by recording their conversation, and says that he's going to release some information about his private life, which was very kinky.
Mm-hmm.
Which they don't say what that is, but it was enough for the judge to let her out.
It was one of the more disjointed scenes in the film because it's really not clear like how he got this information or anything, and what the information was, and even like how he corners him like with dialogue, like it didn't make sense to me. At the end, I'm like, all right, I don't even know what he recorded, be honest.
A lot of this dialogue, I wouldn't say a lot. I would say all of the dialogue in this film is really fucking bad.
Oh, the acting is not good.
It's horrible. There isn't a single person in this film that stands out acting-wise. They're all equally bad.
Yeah, it's just
Now, does that mean I didn't like this film? Oh, of course not. This is right up our alley. As far as, you know, if you have a bad movie podcast like we do, this is the movie you look for. This is the movie we show outside on a bad movie night.
So I do like how when she gets thrown in jail by the judge, or prison, I would say, that's where we get
one of those maximum security caged heat prisons too.
Yeah, same. That's where the caged heat thing you mentioned comes in, because we immediately get like a lengthy shower sequence in the tiniest shower I've ever seen.
I was just like, wow, they just didn't have the budget to actually go somewhere else, like, because they're not shooting in a school because there's nudity.
I think that's a real prison.
It probably was, because they probably couldn't get in like a real gym, you know, for gym showers. But yeah, it might be a real prison.
Yeah, it looked realistic to me. I'll say that. And then we even get a little lesbian rape. Attempted lesbian.
Right, which is interesting because when she tells her, goes, what was her name? Sam. What Sam wants, Sam gets. That was her cellmate. And she had a thing for her because she started getting into a fight when they were playing volleyball.
Right.
And Sam goes over and says, no, leave her alone, leave her alone. So then, you know, they're back in their cell and she kind of figures, you know, I did something for you, you can do something for me, like that kind of attitude.
Can I brush your hair?
Yeah, let me do it. No, it's all right. Do you have a boyfriend?
We should be friends.
Do you have a boyfriend? Yes. He asked me to marry him. Okay, fine. I'm still going to try because you're in jail.
We should be friends.
We should be friends. So then she beats the shit out of her. And then... Yeah. So she beats the shit out of her for trying to rape her, you know, force herself on her. And
fair enough.
Well, of course. So then they skip to the blackmailing scene with the judge. Then it skips to her getting out of prison, and as she's leaving, her and Sam seem like they became friends.
They came to an understanding.
Right. Whereas,
yeah, she respected like, her. She took a line. She respected her for it.
But they don't. Not that they needed to, but the scene right before that is her beating the shit out of her.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if
it's
a
camaraderie thing.
This is
the weak link for you in the film.
Oh no. But what I'm getting at is the way she's leaving, she's getting out of the cell, and the way Sam sticks her arm out where they do like the handshake kind of, you know, girl power, it's like stay strong, you know, kind of thing. Yeah. It's just like, she just beat the shit out of her probably the day before. It's like, you really created that kind of bond in that short amount of time?
Hey, it's prison, man.
You know? I mean, maybe it was a week later, 2 weeks later, but there's no...
I feel like you're really hung up on this part.
I guess I am. there's no perception of time in between the judge getting blackmailed and letting her out and when she actually does get let out. I don't know.
Right. Well, the editing's not top-notch.
Nothing is top-notch. Even the music at times sounds like 70s porno.
I will say...
I think they had light jazz during one of the scenes. I'm like, who came up with this idea?
Oh, there was definitely Waka Chica in there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There was definitely 70s porn music.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Nice to Waka Chica, Waka Chica.
But there was like light jazz at one point, and it wasn't during...
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't... I don't remember what scene it was during, but it wasn't during a scene where, you know, they're... like a romantic or just like a dialogue scene. It wasn't an action scene, but it was definitely out of place. And I just can't place it. I think it was an outside shot. I don't remember. But I remember, like, light jazz. What the fuck is this? Why? I don't know.
So after she gets out of jail.
Yeah.
Yeah, then they kind of splinter off. Dad dies, right?
Grandpa?
Grandpa dies. Doesn't Grandpa die?
No,
Mom dies. Grandma dies
because a very poor progression of time. They just kind of shoot to the funeral. You know, there's no real updates. Like, Grandma's not doing well. Yeah, she's not really doing well with the wounds. What she received, I'm sorry, but nothing like that. Like the doctor saying, like, yeah, we're trying our best, like nothing. It just goes from, Grandma's in the hospital to Grandma's dead. And Billy is wearing what looks like a maid's costume.
Mm.
It's like, it's a black dress, but it has like white frilly things. It looks like she's ready to dust, you know, furniture and vacuum. That's what it looked like. It's the weird... I'm surprised there wasn't a shot of it. It was just like, what the fuck is she wearing?
So she and the boyfriend kind of split up. After she gets out of prison.
Yeah.
Yeah, after they have like a romantic interlude, he kidnaps a prostitute and sweats her for information on Scarface.
Right.
While she goes and jogs and gets accosted by more rapists. These two were in a car. They abandoned their car to chase her down. It's like, you're not even safe running. You know, it's like,
yeah.
Okay, I'll stay closer to the road. No, they're jumping out of the cars. It's insane. And she's got to work on her catchphrases.
Oh, right.
Don't mess with girls in the park. That's not nice. Didn't land.
No, it certainly did not.
Yeah, it didn't even feel sarcastic. I was just, need some better writing there. Just
don't mess with us.
Yes. See, I mean, it all culminates in boyfriend being on the beat looking for her because she's out doing her own thing. Because after that, she goes and beats up a guy at a bar.
She does.
And then first she beats up two guys at a house at random. And then she goes to the bar and beats up the other guy.
Well,
and
it was because the boyfriend went and got information, and she got a general address, like an area. So she took it upon herself to.
Yeah.
Is kind of a cock block to the boyfriend, because he's like, listen, I'm going to bust all these guys. I'm going to get a promotion. We're going to buy a house. We're going to have some kids. Then I'm going to retire and we're going to live the life. And she's like, no, I'm just going to do it myself.
No. Well, it is her movie, let's be fair.
It is her movie, but they did have the dialogue for him saying that stuff. Don't put that shit in there. Come on.
What I like about, when she goes to the house and beats up the two guys and the one guy escapes, the same one from the previous rape, the ongoing guy.
Yes. They recycle gang members.
They don't have that many actors.
No.
Yeah.
Love Legend movie.
When she goes to the bar, and then she beats up this guy, but then other people jump in, and then she interrogates the bartender.
Yes.
And I was like, what happened to the guy you initially attacked? Wouldn't he have this information? She's like, he comes in here with friends. Where are they? How would he know? That was a weird switch there. I was like, what happened to the guy with the grayed sideburns? What the Who's fuck?
On the screen right now. It's always funny, yeah. Like how often we do that, or I should say you do that, where you're talking about something and it's right on the screen in the slideshow.
That's because I'm physic.
I want to say I believe that. I do. There he is.
So the big climax is she dresses up like an old person, but then like the Scott and hoping that they'll attack an old person. And meanwhile, the minute they see her. Like, yeah, the minute they see her, that's her. That's her. So, I don't even know. Like, she could have just like walked down the street looking for him. It was a weird. I give a little credit for that. It was a weird thing to put in there. Have her go through the trouble of that, and then there's like, yep, that's her. Let's get her.
Can't fool us.
And the other thing that's kind of funny, probably wasn't intentionally funny though, is so they chase her with the car. She runs into an abandoned building. They follow her in an abandoned building. She knocks down Mustache, the guy that's been from the original rapes.
Right.
By the way, when
he picks up Scarface, the lead, you know, and he's like, I've been honking for 30 minutes. And he's like, and he starts yelling at basically his boss. I'm like, you're yelling at your, like earlier when they go to talk to him about, you know, getting beat up by the girl, they were afraid of him. Then he goes to pick him up and he's like a tough guy. like what the fuck?
Well, the car gives you strength,
I guess. I'm sorry.
But the other funny part is while they're escaping, like while they're running around inside this abandoned building, Scarface jumps out, gets into his car, and then immediately backs into the doors, which fall and crush the Mustache guy.
Right. Like, what did he do that for?
and then gets out and runs to the top of his building.
I just don't know why he didn't keep driving.
Yeah,
we'll live to fight another day.
Yeah, it's another ludicrous part of it. And
I know.
And so then,
and that door, by the way, I mean, listen, it's not heavy enough to crush somebody. He was made out of fucking balsa plywood.
Well, he got beaten up a lot during the film. Maybe it's just finally too much.
I don't know.
But it's just it wants to be a vigilante film, but she doesn't really vigilante anybody. Just Scarface at the end, and you can even argue self-defense for that.
Sure.
She doesn't go around blowing people away like Charles Bronson, but
he gets thrown off a building, and then they have the long shot of him falling, and the camera follows him down, and obviously it's a dummy, but not a good one either.
Yes.
Is terrible.
When I first saw this, like the cover, I was like, "Oh yeah, we're thinking like some like Cynthia Rothrock action." No.
She's not even doing any of the real karate moves. It's a stunt person.
Yeah, I like the one part where the guy out of the car runs and like her leg disappears out of the side of the tree. Whack.
Oh, it's completely absurd.
Definitely some interesting, very definitely interesting editing during the fight sequences.
Yes.
But this even though they had some fun moments, definitely not a good film.
Terrible movie. Something I'd be proud to show on a bad movie night, because I would hope, like when we show Gymkhana, someone would turn around and go, "Are you serious?"
Yeah. We're not watching the whole thing, right?
Burned into my brain. Are you serious right now?
Yeah.
It's like, yes, we are. And we have four more movies lined up.
Yeah.
Or two more, because we played Alone in the Dark first that night. Mm-hmm. Then we did Gymkhana. We ended with The Black Hole, and that was just you and I.
That was just you and me, and we were both like both yelling at each other when we falling asleep.
Yeah.
Like, dude, no, I'm not sitting through this.
It was. I don't remember what we tried after Gymkata. I really don't remember. But
me neither.
But the black hole, it's like I'm watching it. Scott's falling asleep. I'm like, hey, wake up.
Yeah.
And then I started falling asleep, and you did the same thing. We're practically like elbowing each other. It's like, get the fuck, stay up. The fuck, man.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch this alone.
Oh. Yeah.
I don't remember. Did you sleep over that night?
Probably.
Maybe. I think you crashed.
Now, the rating for Alley Cat at the moment is 5.3.
Wow.
That's way too high.
That is high.
Yeah.
I wonder if this... well, this again, this is another instance where half points would be great, because I could go a solid 4 or 5 on this. But 5 just seems like an average movie. This is below that.
It seems too much.
I would think a 4 is appropriate for this.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
I think less than a 4 would... I think less than a 4 would take away from the fun bad parts of the movie. Like, even though it's a bad film, it's still kind of like a fun one.
Mm-hmm.
Anything less than a 4 would, you know, would ruin that. So
I agree. 4 it is.
4. Let's do that. 4.
All right. So what do we got? What do we got going ahead on the wheel of
suck? We got the wheel. Let me bring the wheel up.
Oh, all righty.
Oh, that's not it. That's not the wheel. Uh-oh. Hold on. There's the wheel. Why? Hold on a second. Hold on one hot second here. Here we go. All right.
Currently 289 films, I believe. Somewhere around there on that list.
289?
Somewhere around that, yeah.
Okay. Okay. I actually shuffled it again. It says 290.
290, I'm sorry.
290.
Okay.
290. I mean, I haven't deleted, obviously, Alley Cat off of this, or...
I go in there periodically and delete the old ones.
Do you? Okay.
Yep.
All right. Are you ready? We're going to spin
this. Oh, I'm ready.
You're ready?
Do this, man. Yeah.
All right. Oh, let's just mention very briefly. Scott and I, we each get one veto, so we can nix two films and then have to do the third one. Okay. So, for instance, last week, I forget what came up. Scott vetoed it. Something else came
Medallion.
Up. Medallion. Oh, right. Then I vetoed something, and then Alley Cat came up.
Jiggly. You vetoed Jiggly.
That was last week? I don't remember if that was last week.
Yeah.
Anyway, we each get a veto, and then if we do both use a veto, the third film we have to do.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Here we go. All right. Big money. This music's terrible.
No man.
Big money. Big money.
No whammies.
No whammies. The Instructor. The Instructor. Hmm. Wait, is that the one with Jackie Chan?
The Instructor.
The Instructor. What's The Instructor? I feel like there's more than one movie with that title.
It's got to be...
Got a film from 1981. Is that the one?
Yeah. It's got to be. I mean...
Bob Chaney?
Oh, yeah. Martial arts. Self-defense school is considered...
I'm going to use my veto. I don't want to do another martial arts thing again.
Yeah, I had a feeling, yeah.
Nah, I don't
it's another martial arts vengeance one. Okay.
All right. Let's... I'm using my veto. Okay.
Fair enough.
All right. We're going to do this again. Here we go.
On it.
This music's better. Funky. Alright, come on. What do we got? Lawnmower Man!
Oh, I think that's fair.
Too bad that it's... But, I mean, it's gonna... We'll be reviewing it next week when Halloween is over, but...
But you know what? There's still Stephen King films coming out. I mean, Running Man's coming out soon.
Running Man's coming out.
So it'll still be topical.
Long Walk just went digital.
Just watched it.
I saw that you liked it, too.
Oh, yeah.
It's good, yeah?
It's good. It's now, good. Yeah.
Is that a 5-star rating that you do, or is that out of 4?
I think I gave that one 4 stars.
You did it. You did give it 4, but is it out of a potential 5?
That's out of 5.
Okay.
That's out of 5. Yeah, I didn't think it was perfect, but it was definitely one of the better Stephen King films. And I read the original Bachman book, you know, back when I was a teenager, and it's very close to the original. I mean,
really?
Definitely. Yeah, yeah. It's definitely a great adaptation. It makes me very hopeful for the Running Man one, because that's...
Well, like that one's also more. What's his face? Stephen Wright, the guy that directed Shaun of the Dead and Hot Fuzz, and you know the what was the other one? Whatever, at the end of the world, the bar movie,
World's End,
World's End. Yeah. World's so, End. And then of course he did Baby Driver.
Edgar Wright.
Edgar Wright. Thank you. So. We at least have a very competent director that's actually also good at doing action. So I'm hopeful.
That's what I read. So when I saw the trailer, I was like, yeah, this feels like it's a lot more close to the source material.
Yeah.
Which, you know, it doesn't have to be identical, but it's nice when they don't just take the, like Lawnmower Man, or they just take the title and do whatever the fuck they want.
Well, I mean, that was a short story, but I think it was a very, very, how many pages?
Very short.
15 pages, 20?
Yeah, I'm gonna save my review of that short story for the for the podcast.
And I'll just mention very, very quickly, Lawnmower Man came out in, I believe, 1993, and this was right at like the dawn of CGI special effects. Like Terminator 2 kicked it off, like really kicked it off in 91. And then they had these CGI releases on Laserdisc. You know, obviously Laserdisc was the way to watch this because it was like the highest quality. It was called The Mind's Eye. Mm-hmm. Okay, and I'll mention this again when we review the film. And then they had another one called Beyond the Mind's Eye, and a few scenes from the Lawnmower Man movie is in this collection of Beyond the Mind's Eye and the Mind's Eye, because the whole thing is just CGI, like very beautiful CGI, you know, like landscapes and cinema type things. So. It really helped kick off the CGI revolution, so to say.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't. It helped do it, and CGI wasn't really good for a while. Like they were using it in everything, and not well in a lot of instances. Really, this is a perfect example of that, where the film, I think, I want to say, it's 2 hours 20 minutes, something like that.
And well, there's a director's cut, isn't there?
I think the director's cut's longer than that. Or am I thinking...
Well, they typically are. I don't know. I'll have to check into that.
Oh, 92. Came out in 92. It's an hour and 48 minutes. Yeah. Okay. So I'm betting the director's cut is the 2 hour and 20 minute.
The director's cut. Yeah.
Not
that I ever wanted one.
Yeah, I mean, I only watched the director's cut, I think.
Well, it'll be interesting, because I haven't seen it since it came out in 93.
Yeah, 2 hours and 20 minutes. And I know I hated it. 2 hours, 20 minutes was the director's cut.
Okay.
Yeah.
I hope I don't have that. Knowing my predilection, I probably do have it, but I hope I don't.
Well, here's the thing. I'll only watch the director's cut if it's the CGI stuff that was cut from it, but I don't think so.
I don't think so. They'd spent so much money on that. I guarantee.
Everything that was added wasn't CGI stuff.
Well, let's not get ahead of ourselves with that. That's for next episode.
Yeah. So let's agree right now that we're not going to watch the director's cut for the review.
I can't agree to that. I don't know. If I have director's cut, I'm going to watch it. You don't have to.
Clearly I have to watch the same cut, or else we're going to be on the wrong page when we review this thing. Of course I have to. Stop it. That's silly.
Well, if I'm going to watch it, I have to watch the director's cut.
Wait a minute. So you're going to go out of your way to get the director's cut?
I don't know.
I just need to know what I'm watching.
We'll figure it out. I'll let you know.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm unavailable next week. I'm on vacation. Sorry.
Okay, so the week after.
The week after.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm going to be in Philly for a couple of days.
Oh, cool.
I guess so.
All right, you ready to wrap up?
Yeah, let's do it. All right. Episode 456 of Movie Sucktastic, where we just reviewed Alley Cat, 1984. As always, thanks for joining us for yet another episode. You can go to our website at moviesucktastic.com, and you can download the show there. You can listen to the show right on the website. You can click on the YouTube link, and it'll take you to the YouTube channel where you can watch what we just recorded. And every single episode is on the website. So, you know, it is out there 100% free. You don't have to, you don't even have to subscribe. Just go get it. You can go to our iTunes page and you can listen to the show there as well. You can go to our Facebook page at facebook.com/moviesucktastic and you can see everything that we're posting there. Obviously, you can go to YouTube. Just do a search for Movie Sucktastic and you can watch all of our video episodes. They're all there. And any of the ones from way, way back in the day, Scott has kindly created an episode for that with the audio and a slideshow. So it's a really, our YouTube channel has come a long, long way, and you all have Scott to thank for it. You can leave us email at themovieguys@moviesucktastic.com. You can leave us voicemail at 908-514-4470. And if you want to download our podcast player, you can go to moviesucktastic.com/mst.apk. You can download that there, and you can listen to every single episode that we have. Or just download your favorite podcast player for any device that you have, and just do a search for Movie Sucktastic. We come right up. Every single episode is there. Do you have any words of wisdom, Mr. Wilson?
When I'm through with that tiger, it should be nothing but an alley cat.
Yeah, bad dialogue. I mean, just like when they show up after they tried to steal the tires and got their asses kicked, and he's like, "Where have you jerks been?" I'm like, "You're the worst fucking boss ever." "Where have you jerks been?" Like, no wonder why the guy was like yelled at you when he picked you up later in the movie, because you, whatever. All right, everybody. We will talk to you next time when we review Lawnmower Man. Bye-bye.
Later.